This is Greg Olson, inviting you to check out my new Blue Wire podcast, TE1, where I interview tight ends throughout the history of the NFL who have helped revolutionize the position. TE1 is presented by the Chevy Silverado. The Silverado is all about grit. It's strong and dependable, exactly like playing tight end. Just like the incredible players we sit down with on the podcast, the Chevy Silverado is in a league of its own. Strong, advanced, and dependable. Download TE1 today, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Fans, welcome to another episode of Bulls HQ, a Chicago Bulls podcast on the Blue Wire Sports Podcasting Network. Thank you for joining me on this show. I'll be honest, Bulls fans, I didn't expect to be coming back to you guys this week. But here I am talking Bulls because the Bulls have hired former OKC coach Billy Donovan to be the Bulls' new head coach. I did not expect to say those words at all. But here we are. Here we are. And I feel damn good about it, to be honest with you. Wow, this is really, really good news. It's really unexpected news. I'm surprised it came at this point in time. I thought maybe it would be towards the back end of this week where we'd get some more murmurs as to who the finalists were. But here, out of nowhere, I suppose this news comes from Woj. He just drops that on an afternoon American time, I suppose. And yeah, OKC coach, former OKC coach, former Florida coach in the collegiate level, Billy Donovan is now the new Chicago Bulls head coach, which is, again, crazy to say. I just didn't think it was going to happen, in part because I just assumed the Bulls would not be hiring an experienced coach at all. That has never really been part of their MO. Their last four or five coaches have been coaches who haven't had any head coaching experience in the NBA. So naturally, given that this is still a Reinsdorf operation, I assumed that they would be going with an assistant of some sorts. And the majority of the names connected to the Bulls job, guys like Wes Unseld Jr., Dan Craig, Ime Udoka, these sorts of guys, Darvin Ham even, they are assistant coaches from quality programs who I just assume are going to slot into the Bulls coaching position. That's not necessarily what I wanted to happen. I actually wanted an experienced head coach. And the minute Donovan became available, he and Kenny Atkinson were my preferred candidates. If you go back a couple podcasts when I had Morten Jensen on, we were both sort of positing something similar. Not that I was expecting it to happen, but boy, I mean, Arturis kind of shows us. The man moves quickly. In this aspect, he was pretty slow in firing Jim Boylan. Let's be fair, he was slow in that regard. But I did not expect this news today. I thought it was going to be a quiet day from a Bulls perspective. I didn't expect to be back here, Bulls fans, talking about for the Bulls hiring Billy Donovan. But here we are. And like I said, it feels really, really good. And just to give you some insights as to how I found out about this specific news, and maybe I shouldn't be sharing this, but I was walking the dogs. It's a Wednesday morning for me. It's about 8 o'clock, 8:30, something like that. I'm walking the dogs, and naturally, as dogs typically tend to do, they might stop on the side of the road to drop off a number two, let's say. So I thought that was an opportune time to maybe check Twitter whilst my dog did his business. And I'd open up Twitter and there's this notification from Woj that the Bulls have hired Billy Donovan. And I mean, that's as bad as good as it can get. It's like when your dog stops to take a shit and you pull out your phone, the last thing you're expecting is Billy Donovan. The news of Billy Donovan is now the Bulls coach. But that was good news, Bulls fans. Maybe that was too much information. Maybe I shouldn't have shared that. But I just found that quite amusing that literally happened as I found out the Bulls have hired OKC or former OKC coach Billy Donovan. And this is a great hire. I don't know how good Billy Donovan is as a head coach. I don't think he's a top five, maybe not even a top 10 head coach in the NBA. But to me, that doesn't necessarily matter at this point of the rebuild. What the Bulls, and what I've argued the Bulls needed at this point, was some sort of low risk, some sort of assurance. And maybe this speaks more to me that I like to go conservative in this route, that I thought just specifically for the Bulls in this point in their rebuild, they're entering for year four of the rebuild. Larry Markkinen had just played his third season. It was a down season. Wendell Carter has not been used properly. Zach LaVine, I mean, he continues to improve, but at some point you want to give him some stability, get him an actual coach that makes sense for him. Kobe White, obviously the rest of the players on the roster, you just want someone with experience, someone that can come in and just shore and right this ship. And given that the Bulls have taken chances on previously on assistant coaches in the last two hires, in particular with Fred Hoiberg. Well, Fred Hoiberg wasn't an assistant coach, but he was an untested coach in the NBA. And then obviously Jim Boylan being an assistant coach previously with the Bulls and obviously with the Spurs and the Pacers and a host of others. So because of that previous run or regime of coaches, I thought it was really important for the Bulls, specifically at this point of the rebuild, to get an experienced coach. And that's why it always makes sense to me and why I really liked Kenny Atkinson initially from a development standpoint. But then obviously once Donovan became available after he obviously parted ways with OKC, he shot up the leaderboard for me. And to think he's now the coach, I'm quite satisfied in that sense because, yeah, like I said, I think this is a really critical point in the Bulls' rebuild. They need to get it right, and they need to get it right this season. And I just have more faith in the Bulls doing that and the players doing that and maximizing their players' talent and developing that talent with someone who's done it. He's obviously done it at a collegiate level. He's won championships at a collegiate level. He's obviously been in the NBA now for 4 or 5 seasons, has gone through some really seismic changes with OKC Thunder. I mean, he came into the NBA under the assumption that he was going to be coaching Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook probably for the next 5 years of his career. Obviously, he only got 1 year of that. The Thunder pushed the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. Then Durant bounces to Golden State. He then has to pivot his whole team to one centered around Russell Westbrook, which is problematic in a sense. And there's only so much you can do with Russell Westbrook. I said Russell Westbrook. That was a Freudian slip. But there's only so much you can do with Russell Westbrook as your best player, particularly, you know, when he was on his revenge tour, winning his MVPs, putting up his triple-doubles, those sorts of things. A lot of people were questioning just how good Donovan was as a coach, given that he was giving in to Westbrook, given that their offense was so stagnant and so ISO-heavy. And I think what we'll come to learn is that that's pretty much the only way you can really play with Russell Westbrook as your best player. I didn't think that was an indictment on Billy Donovan. But then from there, he obviously has to pivot from the Westbrook era, to the Chris Paul era, the Shai Gilgeous-Alexander era, the one where they trade their last remaining franchise player. They get back a player like CP3, who many thought was maybe going to be on the downside of his career, wasn't necessarily going to be any better than Westbrook. And here we are. Now we know what's happened. And obviously, the Thunder had an amazing season. Chris Paul, probably the lead driver in that, obviously, he had an unbelievable season, an all-NBA caliber season. But I thought Donovan did a really good job in OKC this season, adjusting his roster to the players that came into the OKC Thunder this specific season, as he has done the last how many years in his NBA coaching tenure. I mean, this guy's adjusted his roster, having to adjust his coaching style, the way he's played, his philosophy on both offense and defense, based on the personnel that have come through. So I like that variability. I obviously love the fact that he has experience, and just based on what the players are saying online at the moment, it appears that they all are pretty happy that a guy like Billy Donovan is coming to Chicago. I mean, there's a clip doing the rounds at the moment where it appeared that Zach LaVine's online gaming, maybe it was on Twitch or something like that, playing some sort of first person shooter game. I'm assuming it's Call of Duty. I'm not much of a gamer, so forgive me if I got that wrong, but he was literally talking about the news as he was online playing gaming as the news was breaking, and he seemed quite happy that Billy Donovan is coming through as Bulls coach. I'm sure most Bulls players feel similarly, and most importantly, Ryan Arcidiacono on Twitter straight away saying he can't wait to play for Donovan. And look, if Ryan Arcidiacono endorses Billy Donovan, then you know he's got my full support. But look, just coming back to this whole thing, I think this hire just makes complete sense for the Bulls. I'm still shocked that Donovan considered the Bulls. I thought he would want to go to a team like the Sixers or even the Indiana Pacers, something that's more established where there is more of a known commodity in terms of the players on the roster. You know who Ben Simmons are. You know who Joel Embiid are over in Indiana. Yes, you don't necessarily have, you know, a superstar type player, but you've got Victor Oladipo. Sabonis is an all-star. Malcolm Brogdon is a borderline all-star. Same with Miles Turner. I mean, there's more known products there in Indiana. Obviously, both teams have been playoff routine teams over the last couple of years. So I just assumed he was going to slot into there, particularly given he walked away from the OKC job because he didn't want to go through a full rebuild. Now, obviously, the Bulls aren't hopefully going through a full rebuild. Hopefully, we're exiting that sort of timeline very soon. But still, I mean, the Bulls are still a young rebuilding team who have a lot more questions than answers. So I'm surprised that Donovan even wanted the Bulls job. The fact that he was even connected to the Bulls job was enough for me at this point. But the fact that, you know, he's come in and said, yeah, I want to be the Bulls coach. And obviously, Karnatsovas moved on that pretty quickly. And to that point, yeah, he just leapfrogged those assistant coaches who had strong interviews. And that's what Shams reported the other day, that guys like Unsell Jr., Adoka, Darvin Ham, and Kenny Atkinson, they had all strong hires. I assumed at that point that they were all going to come back and maybe come back for a second interview or something like that. That's the news that I was expecting. But out of nowhere, Karnatsovas has hired Billy Donovan to be the next Bulls head coach. And I think that's an interesting point too, that this news came out of nowhere and it came direct from Woj. And I don't know if that happens in under the previous regime. I think that comes through someone like KC or whoever it may be, maybe more so in local media. The Bulls have just traditionally been quite closed off to the national media. Woj previously under Garpax didn't really have an in within the franchise. But now with Karnatsovas, who most definitely had a connect with Woj in Denver, and in particular Tim Conley. I mean, if you go back and look at who's been on the Woj pod in years back, and you can see that there is quite a connection between Woj and the Denver front office. He's had Mike Malone on there. He's had Tim Conley on there. I think even Karnatsovas has been on the Woj pod before. So you can sort of see who Woj's connects are. And I think that's an interesting point and a subplot to this whole thing, not necessarily the headline of all this, but the fact that I think Woj is going to be plugged in a lot more into what the Bulls do, based on obviously Karnatsovas, but even maybe Billy Donovan and those sorts of things. So I think from a Bulls fans perspective, we're going to get more insight into what the franchise is doing, thinking, where they're moving and those sorts of things. I should mention Mark Eversley too. I mean, Woj had a lot of ins in the Sixers as well. Obviously, Eversley comes from the Sixers as well. So I think, again, a very subplot. It's a subplot. It's not anything major. It's just something that's randomly on the top of my mind of a little intriguing point, I suppose. But yeah, I like the fact that Billy Donovan is now Chicago's next head coach. I didn't expect it to happen. I'm shocked that they've gone with an experienced coach. I'm assuming they're going to have to pay a pretty good wage for Billy Donovan, which again is something I just didn't expect to happen, because we like to say that the Reinsdorf are pretty cheap. They don't shell out and don't pay for their basketball product. And I'm assuming Billy Donovan is going to be coming at a price. I mean, I believe he was earning $5 million, something like that, per year in OKC. Had the Bulls gone with an assistant coach, that's probably a hire that's closer to $2 or $3 million per year. I'm assuming Billy Donovan will be earning a little bit more than $5 million now that he's a true and tested coach in the NBA. He has playoff experience. He won. He's the recent NBA Coaches Association co-coach of the year, along with Mike Budenholzer, for 29-20. So he comes through with a really good playoff resume, specifically this season. Won 61% of his games during his time with OKC, and obviously now is the co-coach of the year with Mike Budenholzer as per the NBA Coaches Association. So I'm assuming Donovan's coming through with a bit of a pay rise of sorts. So if the Reinsdorf are shelling out a multi-year deal to Donovan and are paying him $6, $7, $8 million, whatever it might be, then shit, I might have to give the Reinsdorf credit for something. And, you know, I don't really want to do that. That just goes against everything in my nature. But if that is the case, and look, more, I don't know if that is the case. We'll learn more about this over the coming days. It's only literally just happened. I'm recording maybe a half an hour after the news has dropped. So who knows where this sort of goes from a contract standpoint. But yeah, I'm assuming the Bulls are going to have to pay Donovan a pretty penny here if they bring him in, particularly when, like I said, he could have got a job in Philadelphia or Indiana and gone to a more established situation. So for him to come here to be with the Bulls, I think that's an interesting subplot as well. Like, have the Reinsdorf paid for Billy Donovan to get here, which is, again, very, very surprising. So yeah, I'm reluctant to give them any credit at this point, but you know, assuming they have paid a pretty penny for Billy Donovan, then at that point, maybe I will give them some credit. So again, an interesting subplot. But getting back to the Bulls situation, I really do think this is the right hire for the Bulls. Again, I don't know if Billy Donovan is an elite NBA coach. He's probably not. I don't know if he's a top NBA coach at this point. He's probably in that 9 to 15 range. So very good to above average type NBA coach, which I know a lot of people may think of as a, you know, nothing to get excited about. It's just another run-of-the-mill coach or whatever it might be. And to some extent, maybe that is the case, but I don't know. Maybe this is just me, but going from where we've been over the last 5 or 6 years, You know, going from Fred Hoiberg, an untested coach, someone that clearly didn't grab that locker room, to then going to Jim Boylan, who most certainly lost the locker room in his first week of his job. Just having some level of competence is actually a breath of fresh air, for me at least. And that's all I really want from the Bulls at this point. Just show that you can be a competent organization. Show that you can be just a decent team for a change. Just make smart decisions. Don't do anything dumb. Just do, even if that just gets you to the middling of the road in the initial term, then as long as you're showing some semblance of competence and heading in the right direction, then that's all I really care about. And that starts with player development. And I think Billy Donovan can come in and for the next three seasons, right this Bulls ship. I don't know if he's going to be the next coach that lifts up not Title VII for the Bulls. I think that's way too premature to even be considering that at all. And that's true of any coach, to be honest with you, that the Bulls are going to be hiring. So long as they get someone in who makes sense for this specific roster, for this specific point in time, and I think that's the critical part. That's why, to me, Donovan always made sense. I think it's perfect hire at the right time. And, you know, for me as well, from my vantage point as a fan, and maybe your vantage point too, I can confidently sit here and say that I know, somewhat know at least, what Billy Donovan is as a coach. I know what Kenny Atkinson is as a coach. I don't have that answer for Wes Unseld Jr., for Darvinham, for Dan Craig, for Ime Udoka, whoever else it may be. Those guys all came through with a nice resume. They obviously have a huge pedigree. They probably will be good NBA coaches at some point. But again, I just don't want that risk being put onto the Bulls to make that hire at this point in this specific time of the Bulls rebuild. I think it's critical that the Bulls nail this right now. Because if they don't, had they brought through another assistant coach that was maybe more Jim Boylan than Tom Thibodeau, let's say, in terms of success, then that would have been a real failure. And that would have maybe just doomed the entire rebuild completely. Whereas now I think it's somewhat salvageable. You can bring in Donovan and maybe he can rescue guys like Larry Markin and Wendell Carter. Maybe he can get Zach LaVine to another level. Maybe he can bring something out extra of Coby White that makes me change my perception of these players. So that's why I really like this hire. And in a similar note, I think guys like Unseld Jr., Darvinham, Ime Udoka, whoever it may be, now that OKC are going into their rebuild, I think that type of assistant coach getting his first chance makes sense for that program, where he can come in year one. The expectations are a lot lower. He can come in and sort of mold and build that franchise up from the ground up. Whereas in Chicago, the expectations are different. We've got new management in place. This is year four of the rebuild. Players are starting to come into their prime now. I mean, Zach LaVine will be 26 next season. Who knows if Chris Dunn is here beyond this season, but he's 27 in March. Denzel Valentine's 27 next year. Larry Markman's going to be 23 very soon. Yeah, Wendell and Kobe are still 20, 21. They're still young. But this roster isn't as young as what maybe some people think it is. There's obviously a couple of vets on the roster too. So time is ticking on the Bulls. There's a lot of roster decisions that are coming in the next sort of 12 to 18 months where the clock is ticking. The Bulls need to get it right now. And I think Karnišovas has made the right decision in going the experienced route. And I guess credit to the Reinsdorf, they've allowed him to do so. So I like this hire from that perspective. I like the flexibility that Billy Donovan has shown at the NBA level. Clearly, he's a player's coach. A lot of players, past and present, really like this guy. I mean, you don't have to go past Joakim Noah, who recently said, you know, Billy Donovan was the best coach he's ever had. Donovan coached Joakim Noah at Florida. He vouches for him. If Joakim is so high on Billy Donovan, then obviously I'll take his word for it. And similarly, Bradley Beal has said similar things. Obviously, Beal is in Washington. He was coached by Donovan at Florida too. So he's been overwhelming in his support for Billy Donovan getting another coaching job, wherever that may be. So, and just literally when it came through that the Bulls announced that Billy Donovan was going to be their next coach. I mean, again, Bradley Beal's online tweeting his overwhelming support for this hire. So to me, it makes sense. It's the right hire for the right time for this specific organization. I think it makes most sense. I'm glad it's happening now. We'll obviously learn more in the coming days, but I'm really pumped about this. Again, I don't know if Billy Donovan is a top 10 coach, let's say. I don't know if he's anything more than the 10th or 11th best coach in the league. But to me, I mean, when was the last time the Bulls had a coach that good? The last time was Tom Thibodeau. And the last time that we had that level of coach, things changed. Things started to move. And we just haven't had, over the last sort of 20, 25 years of the Bulls' existence, many coaches come through this team who have really changed the product. I mean, Scott Skiles did for a couple seasons before he burnt out. Similarly with Tibbs, he had three or four great seasons, ended really poorly for him. But outside of those two guys, I mean, the coaching situation in Chicago has just been terrible for years and years and years. I mean, I don't have to go through it and list it all again, but just getting through someone who comes through with a really experienced resume, someone that makes complete sense. Again, I'm really happy with this hire. I think it makes complete sense. Obviously, we'll learn more in the coming days. We'll see how it all plays out, obviously, in Chicago beyond this season and into the coming years. But as it stands right now, based on the information that we have on hand, I'm really into this move. Thank you, Arturis Kanaschovas. I'm glad Billy Donovan is the Bulls head coach. And I think this is a step in the right direction for the Bulls. And I'm just really happy with that it's happening. I think we're on a good path of finally Bulls fans. I think we're on a path that at least gets us back to some level of confidence, which for me, who's a Bulls fan who hasn't been overly thrilled with the last 3 or 4 years, the fact that there is something positive to talk about, the fact that I can see and think that the Bulls are on the right path for a change, I feel good about it. I feel good about it. So, look, that just about does it for this episode of the show. I'll probably come back later in the week or early next week to maybe delve more into this specific topic, Billy Donovan, how it all works with Donovan, his resume, how he maybe influenced the specific roster in more detail. But for today, I just wanted to give you my initial thoughts, just to let you know how I'm feeling about this. I'm hoping you're feeling the same. I'm sure most Bulls fans are pretty happy with this hire. But again, just a quick pod just to let you know how I'm feeling. But thank you for tuning in, Bulls fans. Again, I didn't expect to be back this week, but hopefully you enjoyed this quick rambling thought. Appreciate your support. We'll be back very soon. But until then, speak soon, Bulls fans.